Based on this comment of the Mishnah Berurah, that if a sefer falls on the floor and a person, his concentration is being disturbed, he can't have kavana, you're allowed to pick it up. And the poskim say this means you can actually walk to pick it up. So the achronim say many examples where a person actually is allowed to walk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The truth is, this is explicit later on in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Dalet Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says if there's a snake on your ankle, you're not supposed to be mafsik. You can't talk. But yochol leil chumokum acher, kedei shiyipol hanachash meraglo. You can walk in order to shake the snake off your leg. So you see that if you need to walk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're allowed to. So based on that, for example, what if you're davening Shmoneh Esrei and the doorbell's ringing and it's disturbing your concentration? So the post can say you can open the door without talking. We had before, I mentioned during the shiur, what if your child's disturbing you when you're trying to daven? So you can walk in order to calm him down, and then you can continue davening. What if your child needs to go to the bathroom? If you won't go alone, you can go with him. Try not to, don't talk. And then afterwards, you'd wash your hands and then go back and continue davening Shmoneh Esrei. Well, what if a page in your sitter is torn or missing? So the best thing is, if you can motion to someone to bring you a sitter, it's better. If not, you can go find a sitter. If you can go find a sitter, even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Similarly, if you're not sure whether you're out of daven again, let's say you're not sure if you forgot Yal V'Yavl, you don't know what the halach is, you have to look up the sefer. You can look up the sefer. Oh. And finally, and this is very, very interesting, what if you have a shayla halacha l'maisa and you can't find it in a sefer and you really don't know whether you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again? So the Mishnah Berurah says later in Siman Kuf Dalet that if need be, you can actually go and ask someone the halacha. He says, "V'imuter lishol hadin, tzarich iyun v'nira li demuter." That's in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Dalet, Siv Katan Gimel, and the poskim quoted halacha l'maisa. So obviously, this shouldn't be happening too often. You're not supposed to be walking around during Shmoneh Esrei, but sometimes if your kavanah is being ruined, let's say you're davening at the Kosel, and it starts to pouring rain. You can't have any kavanah, so you can walk on inside where it's covered and continue davening there. Let's say you're davening in a quiet room and suddenly 30 kids come in. They're coming there for some sort of program in the school that you're in, and they're running around and making noise. So if need be, you can walk to a different room to keep on davening. If a person's kavanah is being ruined, he needs to walk somewhere to have normal kavanah during Shmoneh Esrei. He's allowed to walk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That's what comes out of the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Sadi Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah later on in Siman Kuf Dalet.